boy City J. You listen to Life at Dusk Live. Yes, again, this is Life After Dusk Live. It's a special Thursday edition of the show. We usually do the show every Monday and Wednesday right here on the Dusk Fire Radio Network. But yes, we decided to do a special night because we definitely had to make time for our guests that we got tonight. And, you know, every now and then we finagle the days we do it. So, hey, you know, we'll bring it to you now. And we got so much more packed into the show as well. Of course, you know, I will be going in about my totally biased sports moment, little segment we do on the show where I brag about my personal teams and teams that I hate. So, yes, that's what the totally biased sports moment is. Also, we will be chopping up some of the hot mess or hot news that we didn't get to on Monday that may have happened after Monday. So, y'all stay tuned. You listen to Life at a Dusk Live, your boy Seti J. And y'all know we can't start a show off without my boy 2D. 2D, bring him in.
Dusk by the radio. Life at the dusk. Wishing in a bottle, this is Life After Dusk. Music was with hot models. We got Life After Dusk, dusk, dusk by the radio. The come up is a must. Must. You must tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Seti J is on.
Yeah, we're on. Yeah. So, today, man. I'll tell you one of the things I'm so excited about. So, you know, you guys, every year, or for those of you who are new to the show, you may not know this, but every year for Halloween, I'm always dressed up as a superhero. It's just something I always love doing. I kind of have that superhero mentality about how I handle things and look out for others and just all that and go above and beyond myself. So, for me, every year Halloween, I like dress up as superheroes because it kind of is an extension of who I am, basically. So every year, I'm always some different ones. A lot of them that are very, very well known, and some that kind of, you know, they're reasonably known. Let's see, kind of go back through the run sheet of the ones I've been. We had Superman. So like about 6 years ago, 6-7 years ago, then we had Green Lantern was next. After the Green Lantern was Mr. Fantastic. After Mr. Fantastic was, no, hold on, I went too fast. It was Superman. Then it was Wolverine. Then it was Green Lantern. Then it was Mr. Fantastic. Then it was Falcon. And the Falcon was from Captain America. And then there's one I am this year. This year I'm going to be Batman, otherwise known as the Dark Knight. And so it's, the costume is made at the dark, is made a lot like the Dark Knight uniform from the Dark Knight trilogy. And yeah, it's pretty dope, man. I tried it on a little bit yesterday. One of the things that you got to do, give yourself even more wiggle room. If you're like me, you know how to, you know, take care of your weight to a certain extent. You know what to eat. to, you know, without killing yourself, you know what to eat that's going to help you achieve that goal a little bit better. And I'm doing pretty good. So I'm excited. I can't wait to rock the costume. It comes with basically break down the entire costume. You got the iconic mask with the bat ears. It's attached to the cape. So, like, it's like a little Velcro strap underneath, you know, to Velcro around your neck so that the cape droops down and that the mask stays secure. I like, because I got a big old head, and the freaking mask is great in my big old head. So I love you guys making the costume fit my head. Then there's the jumpsuit itself. The jumpsuit is pretty well detailed. Courtney has the muscle chest plates in it. A lot of costumes are tending to have that now, the superheroes, especially you get a lot of more premium ones. And that's not even talking about like the ones like hundreds of dollars, but this is reasonably high to some degree to some people. I got it on sale for like $48 plus shipping. That's not bad. That's the shipping included. That shipping included after the discount. And yeah, getting back to the jumpsuit, it has a chest plate, has a little muscle padding in it. The little gauntlets where it has little spikes that come out of his suit right around his arms. And that's why I said gauntlets are breaking down for people to paint the picture for people. But yeah, it has those on there too, which is pretty dope. I need to find some gloves. I really take it over the top, find some gloves. And then the suit droops all the way down to your feet. It has the boot covers. I don't particularly like the boot covers because I have big feet. I never like the ones that had the boot covers because they don't work for me very well. And it don't fit my shoes. I have huge feet. They're long as heck. So it looks very crazy. The shoes always hanging out. It's really whack. Even if I have a similar color to what is drooping over, it still looks whack to me. So I'm going to do some alterations myself. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take it and make the costume where I take the little bottom parts of boot covers off. And I have some very nice black boots. I'm going to tuck in the bottom parts of the pants and to the boots, and then bam, you got the look. And then there's also the utility vest, the utility belt. It ties around. It's like really thick felt, not felt tip, but thick plastic or rubber, thick rubber material that the utility belt is made of. And then like about half of it is like some material to tie it up, because you tie it around your waist, which is pretty cool, because then you don't have this belt that keeps coming off on Nikes. You tie it up right, you're good to go. Bam. Here's the thing that I hate sometimes with these costumes. It is hard as hell to use the restroom. I might do some engineering and create a fly because I don't want to have to pull my costume all the way down just to use the restroom. So I'm going to think that through. I'm going to think about that very well and figure out how I'm going to do that. So, yes, definitely my action list. All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and go to quick music break. We come up with this music break. We're going to have a special guest, Kiana Lloyd, who is a published model and cosmetologist, licensed cosmetologist to be exact. Can't wait to chop it up with her. You're listening to Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddy J. This track coming at you now is Tory Lanez. Say It.
You gon' have to do more than just say it. You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mama you know how I always wanted to. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mama you know how I. So you gon' need to do more than just.
Tonight, we always have great guests to see. She goes to my Hall of Fame, my great guest. I can't wait to chop it up with her. My girl KC is in the building. What's good?
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. You know,
so glad to be on your talk show right now.
It's a pleasure. You know, big ups to my boy Elbury over at Good Old Midnight Sun Designs, because that's how I found out about you. I was like, oh, who is she?
Oh, yes, Mr. Elrich Mabry. Oh, yes, he is definitely the truth, one of the greatest photographers that I know. He helped me a lot. I am so thankful of him.
I know. I just realized I just remixed his name. I mixed his first name and last name with the one.
Yes,
like,
that's
wait a minute. I just ran his name into one name. It's like, oh God, pray for me, Lord.
Brain fart.
No, it's like I look at it all the time, but my brain is when it just ran everything together. It was ridiculous. But
okay.
But yeah, I'm pulling the curtain back for people because the reason why I found out about you was because you were submitted for a Human Canvas magazine, shameless plug.
Okay. Yes. Oh yeah.
So yeah, when he did that, I was like, oh, okay, okay. I'm feeling this one. So yes. But I'm gonna jump into, find out how we even got to this point. Like, what even led you to get into modeling in the first place?
Oh my God. Honestly, it was something that I have never thought about before. I've always done hair and makeup and stuff all my life. I'm only 27 years old. But it was one day I just got into it with some lady. We talked about it. She wanted me to model for her fashion show. And from then on, I just honestly started networking with people, and people started to respond to me. And I was like, wow, this, honestly, I can see myself getting into it. So I really put my head into it like I do with my work, my career, being a cosmetologist. And it took off from there. It skyrocketed. And then I ran into Mr. Elridge Mabry of Midnight Sun Designs, and it is taking off since then.
Most definitely. Because let's jump into that and go a little bit backwards. During horror,
okay.
as some of us black folks say, during horror.
During horror.
What made you want to start doing horror? Because, people do horror just for a hustle, but not everybody is good at it. It's a difference.
Exactly. See, what sets me apart from everybody else, it honestly, I believe it's a God-given talent. Because there are many people in my family that are artists as far as painting, drawing, being able to build things. But I do believe I'm the only one who actually went into hair. But I'm also artistic at the same time. I'm able to draw out and able to do things like that. That's why I went into makeup also. I'm able to sculpt things onto the hair. Like I just love it. And I'm not out here trying to just get a dollar for it. I do it because I love it and because I like to make people feel good. And if I can't do that at the same time, it's not going to happen.
Now, what's the preparation you go through to learn how, yes, you are licensed, but of course, even mm-hmm. after being licensed, you always want to look for new things to kind of keep yourself on your toes.
Oh, yes.
How do you prep yourself doing that?
I mean, honestly, there's obviously Google right there, YouTube right on hand, right there on your cell phone. You always, always being able to look at new things, upcoming fashion shows, upcoming hair shows, just new techniques, being able to go to the different classes or volunteer for your school, the school that I went to. I've actually, volunteered and did classes where I taught people how to braid hair, different types of, styles in braiding hair, Like, it's not such a strenuous thing, but if you love it, you're going to go after it. You're going to do it. You see what I'm saying? It's not going to be anything hard for you to do, honestly. and it's not for
exactly.
me. I love it, so I get into it. I sit there, I watch it, and I perfect it, and I just love what I do. And that's why I'm able to get to where I am now, and I'm thankful for that.
Put you on the spot here. What are your top five hairstyles that you have done to date that whenever people ask for you, like, good, this is one of my favorites, I want to do this.
Right. Honestly, one of the things that I love to do the most and something that people come and get all the time are sew-ins. It doesn't matter which kind it is. There are different ones as far as full sew-ins, Vixen sew-ins, partials, all kinds of stuff, and it's cool in style. I've had the same client since I actually really started to go into school and decided to get my license. You see what I'm saying? I love to get new clients, but if it's not a right fit and if you want to look a certain way and I know that it's something that is not going to be good for you, I'm the type of stylist that I'm going to let you know. And if you can't accept it, we can't. You see what I'm saying? So that's what sets me apart from a lot, because a lot of people, they just do it. Oh, that's what you want? Okay, boom. I'll take that. And then locks. There's so many people around me who love locks, and they come to me for the crazy cool styles that I be putting in them. Love that. Also, kids. Kids braiding, any kind of style, all types of designs, all things like that. Those are my go-tos, mostly natural hair. That's what I love to work with.
What's the most ratchet request that someone's ever asked you for? I know, girl, I want my hair like this, girl. You know.
Oh my God, no. Well, the most ratchet, I can say a crazy multicolor, like what do they call it? A 27 piece. I've never really liked the style, but if it's done right and done tastefully, I can dig it. I can really dig it. But it was a 27 piece she wanted. It was all kind of crazy, and I just couldn't. I just didn't want my name on it, so I passed it up, and it was okay, you know.
Yeah, because you know how they do. Girl, who did your hair? You know,
exactly. Like, word of mouth. That's word of mouth.
Yeah, people got to stop doing that. And some of y'all, okay, can you please, okay, we got to break down some more ratchet stuff that happens with hair. Can you please tell people how to find the right hair, you know, as far as like when you're going out to go find, you know, some quality hair to put in your head.
Exactly.
What are some things they should look for? Because some people, they think they're getting that good, but they, you know, not quite.
Right. Okay, my thing is this. Most of the time, if you're going to get real, like, extensions as far as Brazilian, Malaysian hair, Peruvian hair, Indian hair, if you're going to get real grade A hair, you want a 5A to or better in grade. You get what I'm saying? So you're going to want to feel for the texture, sometimes even the smell of the hair, because sometimes when the hair comes to you, it can smell really, really, really weird. And you might have got it at a discount price, 3 or 4 bundles for $100, and that's it. You see what I'm saying? And it depends on where you get it from, too. You can't just go online and just find it from anywhere and think that, oh, this is going to be the hair that I need. No, you need to do your research. See what people say about the hair. See if they actually got the bundles that they, you know, purchased. If the hair came out the color that they wanted. If it actually can be colored, processed. You know, like you have to look for all of those things.
Yeah, even Walmart selling bundles now. What has the world?
I think that is a little weird. You know, I mean, because you know, I've never gone to Walmart to look for you know, hair. I can say I've never done that.
Do they price match on? I wonder, do they price match?
You know what? I've never thought about that. And you know what? I promise you, there's probably a couple of girls around that's probably just, you know, rocking it, and it probably looked good for those first 2 days, but then after that, it's through, and it shows, and that's not good. So ladies,
it's like the great value juice.
Do your research.
Can you imagine it got the great value label on the bundles?
No, I could not. That's like a little bit disturbing, because you know I think of it as maybe the thread is a little different. Maybe there's a little extra stitching or two. Maybe some animal in there, for real.
Oh Lord. You got some real horse in your head. All right,
oh
so
God.
Makeup. I'll go to the makeup side. Okay. My biggest pet peeve, and ladies, I don't know who y'all doing this for, because you're not doing it for me.
These
eyebrows, man. Can you please coach us to my eyebrows?
Oh my God. I really did. I knew you were going to go eyebrows first. I knew you were going to do it. I knew you.
Because I can't. Like, they be thinking, I don't know who they doing it for. Like, it's not picking up on, it's not working for me. Just the crazy okay. eyebrows. See, you look like
let
a comic
me tell you,
book character.
This is the thing with the eyebrows.
I have time for it.
See, women, we wax our eyebrows because if we did not, we would walk around looking like you guys. And when I say walking around
Drake.
Looking like you guys, you know, it's just a little bit more bushy, a little bit thicker, a little, you know, and you're going to look at us a little different. I'm just saying. Okay? But when it comes to getting your eyebrows waxed off and then you drawing on these big, thick caveman-looking brows going on, I really don't understand that. I don't. I think that's weird. I think it should be stopped. It should be a law against it because it's not cool. It's not. It's not cool at all.
Every time I see that, see those eyebrows, I feel like they're going to reach it off their eye, use it as a bat ring. I'm like, what
right.
is going on? I don't know what's going on. They're going to kill me.
Right. See, my thing is this. A lot of those eyebrows like that, they are costume eyebrows. Those are eyebrows for plays and things of that nature. That's what I believe anyway, you know. I'm not saying I'm the eyebrow queen or anything like that, but I do feel like those are costume eyebrows. And you don't have to have them like that every day, you know.
Right.
You can be a little more natural with it. You don't have to have them thick, all full-blown hot mess. I don't know. But I don't agree.
I look at your pictures. I don't see your eyebrows looking like a comic book character. So I don't know. That's just what I'm just saying.
Exactly. I think I have pretty normal eyebrows.
Hey,
pretty normal.
I got some bushy. Hey, but before everybody started, you know, and people used to hate them all, but now it's like Drake got them now. They're like, oh, okay. Now everybody wants the bushy
Drake,
eyebrows.
He has,
like, man,
he has nice eyebrows.
I've dealt with these bushy eyebrows for the longest, so. Y'all,
well, you take pride in them eyebrows, and you don't let
anybody
tell you any different.
Yeah, I got this. Anybody tell me nothing.
Right.
So I'm going to jump back into the modeling side because, like, every time somebody hit me up, they're like, dude, man, who is she? And, like, they've been blowing me up. Yeah, they've been blowing me up. Yes. It has been crazy. They have been blowing me up. And so, and people that's listening, right now that have been, they like, really, bro, you doing this to us? I ain't gonna call you out by name, but you know who you are.
Don't call them out.
Oh, I'm gonna do that. They know I'm gonna do that to them. But no, like, no. What I like is, and before I kind of dig into more, like, this my personal view of it is, you know how to bring together high fashion as well as putting together, you know, the glamour. Know how to go back and forth between those worlds. Uh-oh, I think we lost her. Hold on. Let's figure out what happened. All right, hold on. Goodness. Blog Talk being on... Don't be on no foolishness tonight, Blog Talk. I ain't got time for it. All right, while we wait for her, there she goes. Like, it's like, don't, Blog Talk, if it's acting crazy, like, not tonight, Lord, not tonight.
Yeah, I was like, oh, my God, what happened?
Yeah, I was freaking out. I was like, oh, God, they're going to start tripping tonight. But, no, like I was saying that you know how to do all different types of modeling. And still make it look, it is kind of flawlessly doable without, you know, like we were actually,
wow.
I was having a conversation with someone earlier, and we were talking about how whatever outfits you have worn, you make sure the look of your facial expressions and whatnot caters to that look. Some people, I don't know what I hate people try to fake looking sexy. Instead of just being natural sexy. Like, I can peep that. I can look at a picture and I can tell exactly what the person was going through that day. I might not know the complete specifics, but I can get pretty close.
Wow, thank you.
And you don't have to, but if you, even you was mad that day, we wouldn't have known because you know how to act on. Yes, it's not showing through your picture. You know how to act on demand or whatnot. Some people they don't have.
But
to
I'm a pretty happy person, so I'm pretty much give you happy. I'm gonna give you my full effort in any photo shoot and in anything. And I actually had fun. That the photo shoot that I did with Elrich Mabry, it was so amazing. It was really amazing. We had so much fun.
And doing like the variety of the looks, like especially because black models get this so much, and I hate how people try to classify black female models. Like, what's your take on the fact of every time, you know, if you're a black model and you do something sexy, all of a sudden you get talked down on as trashy, you bring it down, black women, all that. What's your take on that?
My thing is this. In anything that you do, you have to be secure in yourself. You have to know who you are. People are going to talk. They've been talking since the beginning, since before they were born, since before you were born. So it's not going to stop at you. So you can take what they say. If you feel as though something they said applies to you, you take it and you turn it around. You make it into something positive. Or you just push away what they said and you keep doing what it is that you want to do. That's good for you. That's not going to harm you or anybody else. I don't care what anybody say. And that's just being honest. And if people feel as though when black women try to do something good for themselves as far as modeling or anything, and we're being sexy or whatever the case, you know, whatever they want to call it, honestly, like, and the names come across as being slutty or whorish or that, to me, those are confused people, because obviously you don't know the true meaning of a black woman doing something that she loves, being business-minded, you know, business-oriented. Like you said, I'm a licensed cosmetologist. I'm actually going to school for business to get a degree. And I decided to go into modeling. And this year alone, I've done at least 3 different, maybe 4 different magazines, been published in 4. All in this year alone. That's because I put my mind to it, and I don't care what other people say or think of me, as long as I'm doing the right thing for me and not hurting anyone else in the process.
Yeah, and here's my thing. This is why I find it so fake. Some of those same people that have all these criticisms, they're the same people that every year when the Victoria's Secret fashion show comes out, they're the ones on your timeline. Oh my God, I can't believe
gawking, right? Gawking.
But
But that's exactly what I'm saying. That's the image that they put out. That's what's sexy. This is what's not. But you can't listen to what people say. Like I said, as long as you keep listening to that, you're never going to get anywhere. But once you make up in your mind you're going to do whatever it is for you and you strive to do that thing, you don't know how many doors are going to open. You just never know.
Right. And here's the thing, because people assume that not every guy that looks at a woman and acknowledges her beauty only sees that. That's why I tell people all the time, like, when it comes out the magazine, I like the women who are smart, because watch how they promote and stuff. These ones that think that they bad and whatever, you know, they don't work. They just think that everything is just going to magically work. No, they're the ones that don't work. The ones that look bad and got a strong mind state about them, they're the ones that outgrind everybody. Because they don't let their looks get to them. Yeah, they acknowledge they're beautiful, but they're not running around letting it get to them and, you know, letting it hinder how they promote themselves.
Exactly. And that's the best way to be. Why take on and have all the, like, have all the things apply as far as your beauty, you know, having brains and all that, and be stuck up about it? And you get what I'm saying? It's no point. Because then that's when you become an ugly person.
Listen, God don't like ugly.
Exactly, see?
so like, a dream shoot that you want to do, like, from the top to finish, the clothes, the scenery, all that. What's something you really want to do as far as a shoot?
A dream shoot. My dream shoot would be, I've always wanted to do some type of like mermaid shoot. I just always thought that in an exotic place somewhere beautiful, that would be like the icing on the cake for me. I always look at photographers who do those type of shoots, those fantasy shoots and things like that, and I just think they are so amazing, so beautiful. So I really would love to do one like that.
Okay, there you go. You see the photographers listening? You know, they jotting down like, okay, that's how I can work with her. Let me try to put that together.
Okay.
Y'all write,
Dad,
see, write that
up.
Note down. We gave you a tip. We gave y'all a tip. So there you go.
Oh, yeah.
What's to date, what's your favorite look that you've done as far as modeling so far?
My favorite look, honestly, I have two.
Okay, that's fine.
My very last look that I've done with Midnight Sun Designs was, it's actually being featured in Human Canvas magazine. Thank you. But it coming soon, so just stay tuned for that. I'm not going to tell it. I'm going to let you guys see it coming up. But also, I worked with a new photographer coming up. His name is Montanique. And he's with FAO Studio, and I believe this photo shoot that I've just recently done has really gotten me excited about what's to come, like, seriously.
There you go.
I can't give you anything. They're coming soon.
Coming soon. There you go. She gave you a little bit. I peeked one, that's the one you have. If y'all go to her Instagram, you can see this. But,
yes.
Yeah, it's the one of the couch. I like that
yes.
one. Really sweet.
Oh, yeah. The that was like look. Business sexy. Yes, real classy.
Yes, I feel like you like channeled your inner Cookie Lions in this one.
Oh, you know what? I felt the same way when I saw it. Shout out to Taraji. Mm-hmm.
Ooh-wee, Taraji. If you're listening right now, I love you, Taraji.
He loves you. I love her,
I love
too.
You. I love you. Goodness, especially that one episode where she walked away from the table.
What? And pulled everything off? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She's fierce.
Yeah.
She's fierce.
It makes you look forward, to doing this, doing the lingerie, the black lingerie. She in the naughty, but all nice issue. I'm excited. I'm
oh
so
God.
Excited already. Y'all got me.
Exactly. I saw
okay.
that coming up, and I'm ready for it.
Oh, Lord. So we're going to see people.
Oh, yeah.
What's some projects that you got coming out that you can tell us? Cause I know you got some stuff you got to keep under wraps that you got coming up that you want to make sure people go check out.
Okay. Well, what I have coming up, I'm going to shoot this out there right quick. Me and my partner, Mr. Giovanni Hood, we have a fashion show coming up, a stoplight fashion show coming soon, February 2016. So that's going to be real nice. So we're going to be having a casting call soon. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be something epic. You are not going to want to miss this. I promise you. Fashion show.
And why is it called Stoplight Fashion Show? What is the concept for that?
The concept behind it is we're going to use the colors, red, yellow, and green.
Okay.
And it's going to be nice. I can't tell you because somebody might try to scoop it. So I can't tell you just yet.
Trust me. People try to steal my, they wait for me to put, and I'm put this out there. Y'all know I don't care. I love telling the truth. People cannot wait
oh, yeah.
for me to put out themes because their mind don't know how to think on their own. So they go, oh, let's wait for Sunny J to put out a theme. Then all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But you know already, they heard it first right here on Dusk. I promise you, February 2016, Giovanni
you go.
And Casey the Stylist.
Don't be trying to steal our idea. It's already out there. Y'all keep doing those stoplight parties that I freaking hate. I hate those stoplight parties that people do. because it's like if you're in a relationship, put on red. If you don't know, put on yellow. If you're single, put on green. And everybody in their freaking line, because people got on colors that don't match who they are. You're like, you just say you had a man the other day. Okay, whatever.
Exactly.
You tripping, man.
Nah,
everything
it's not
is
like hot. That. It's gonna be hot, and I hope you're coming. You coming, right?
I'm gonna be there. If I'm in North Carolina, that's a pretty long time. I really want to come to North Carolina.
Yeah.
It's a lot of love there. Like people that listen to the show, people that support the brand. I really do want to come here, though. So
okay,
I will let
you
know.
And see, now you got 3 months to prepare.
3 months. Okay, we will see. You never know.
Exactly.
What else you got coming up?
I have some more shoots coming up, so it's gonna be some more photos out there soon for everybody to check out. More magazine submissions. You're gonna be able to purchase the magazines on Mad Cloud. And just stay watching my Facebook and my Instagram page. You never know what's going on.
All right. I'm going to ask you my ultimate question. I ask everybody that comes through because it really makes you think extra hard.
Okay.
If you had 24 hours left to live from this point, how would you spend them?
If I have 24 hours left from this point right here, honestly, I would spend it, honestly, going to see my family for a couple. And then I would spend it probably with my baby. I would wanna spend it with him, just spend time and just chill with the family and relax. That's the truth right there. I'm just a laid back person. I don't like to be amongst the crowd like that anymore.
So pretty calm. Yeah, I've had some crazy ones. I had someone say they were just getting a free ride and run away from police the whole entire time. I guess you're right. You know you're going to die in 24 hours. Why not do what you want?
I wouldn't even
want
to do nothing really.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you get that chance, you're like, yeah. I mean, they already.
Exactly.
The cops are already whipping up on people. Anyway, without that kind of
why would
of
you
want
to get into a shootout at the end or chase
right.
at the end of your life? That's stupid.
See you at the crossroads, so you don't be lonely.
Oh, you're going to be lonely because they're going to say what?
Lonely.
Oh, he had a police chase and then he died? That ain't
hey.
Cool.
Hey, you know what? O.J. Simpson had a police chase and he's famous for it. He has movies and everything coming out. So anything is possible. Oh man,
you're crazy.
All right, so let everybody know, you know, some people say follow, some people say like. On the show we say stalking, because anybody can like or follow your stuff, but the stalkers, they watch your every move. So where are the places people can stalk you?
Well, people can stalk me on facebook.com/KC the Stylist. Also on Instagram, KC the Stylist or Miss KC the Stylist. Stalk me, people. Stalk me.
Stalker. Yes, I'm telling you, some heat. You see some heat on there. I want to send a shout out to my boy Erich. Big ups to you, sir.
Oh, yes.
Big ups to you. You are
big
now.
To
you're doing too.
Mabry.
You two and
oh,
two
yeah.
in the mission, sir. But to you heard Mona, you've been doing pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Midnight Sun Designs. Get with him, ladies and gentlemen. He's a great photographer.
Do you have anybody else that you want to shout out? You take the floor and do that as well.
I like to shout out my parents and my sisters, Latasha Smith and Faith Davis and Taquasia Fate. And all my little brothers and stuff. I love all of y'all. And I thank y'all for going along in this journey with me. Y'all are very supportive. Love you.
Big ups to family that's supportive. Big ups
yes,
for that.
Yes, they are.
Shout out to my family. I love y'all. You're so supportive.
Okay, don't cry.
Okay. Be strong. I'm save with my chest. Save my chest. All right, here we go. We get it.
Save with chest.
I
thank you for having me on this show tonight. I really appreciate it, Mr. Steady.
Yeah. See, y'all, be sure to check her out. She'll be in Human Canvas Magazine, issue number 24. Yes, I did say 24 issues. So November, let's see, November 1st is Monday. No, it's Sunday, so November 2nd. It'll be on November 2nd. So be on the lookout.
Be on the lookout, people. Go and cop that. Mad Cloud, Human Canvas.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, later.
All right, y'all. It was another good interview in the archives. I love it when we have that going on. I feel like my day's accomplished now. I don't do any more of the show. Like, I'm done. I'm done for the rest of the night. No, I'm not going to do that to y'all. We'll go ahead and go to another song break. But in this song break, I want to break a new track. When I see a track, I don't listen to it yet. I hear people say, oh, this track is great, man. You got to check it out. It's new R. Kelly. Party. There's a video and everything for it. I've not seen the video, and I have not heard the song. So this will be my first time hearing it as well. So go check it out. I'll be coming back.
Everyone's happy. Finally, it's the weekend. All the hard work's behind me. Yeah. And I just invited all my friends. I'm about to throw something on the grill. Yeah. And get together and play some cards. Yeah. A couple of drinks, something smoking. Hating in their heart. Whoa, whoa, whoa. A backyard party. A backyard party. We're just having a backyard party. Yeah. We're just having a backyard party. Whoa. Oh, I thank God it's summer.
God, it's summer.
'Cause it feels so good. Outside, yeah. And the music sounds like heaven, yeah. Made me wanna grab a towel and clean my ride.
Oh,
first I'ma throw something on the grill, yeah. And then mingle with the girls. And I wish that they could feel this celebration.
A
backyard party.
All right, Chad didn't mean I was having a back route to getting into the show whenever fuckery happens. Yeah, I always have a back switchboard, and I always have backs on phone lines. Yeah, smart me. But oh my god, man, that was such a great interview, man. I love when I have those kind of interviews where I just feel electrified that I've done them, and I don't feel like I'm pulling teeth. But this has been a very great run of interviews. Like, goodness. Like, yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. I love it when you're on a run, you're in a good run of like this, it just feels very great. So, yes, shout out to people supporting, appreciate it. As we got these final 9 minutes of the show, I will definitely go ahead to the timeout to remind you all if you missed any parts of the interview. You can always go back to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. That's CEDDYJ. And when you go there, it will allow you to listen to all the shows from there. You can also go to the TuneIn Radio app. Yes, TuneIn. We are on TuneIn. Type in Death Spot Radio Network. And I will let you find the show on there, follow it so that you can keep up with the latest shows. You can find it on iTunes as well, typing in Dust 5 Radio Network. And it's also on, which is because they're one of our sponsors as well, Stitcher Radio app. You can listen to it in your car, you can listen to it on any mobile device. Besides just my station, it has over 50,000 shows to listen to. You can't beat that. So whenever, like, you know, I listen to other shows, too, besides my own. You can always go listen to other shows. So there you go. And on there is Dust Spot Radio Network as well. So there's no excuse to miss a show. We even have players on Facebook. Like, how awesome is that? But anyways, kind of going forward, there's something I do for some of the new listeners and whatnot, and some of the people who've been here for a while. You know, I do this segment called A Totally Biased Sports Moment here and there, and that's where I get really biased in my sports analysis. And I only talk about teams that I am very passionate about. It's usually teams that, you know, who I love and I'm diehard fans of. So let's go to the NBA first. You know, well-known fact, you know, no disclosure. Full disclosure, you got the Mavs, my Western Conference team. I'm more so like them overall, period. But then I have my Eastern Conference team, which is the Celtics. Celtics, man, they've kind of been up and down here lately, man. Like, you know, just watch to see how they're going to make things happen. Matter of fact, that's the only team I like in Boston. That's crazy. I hate the other teams. I hate the Bruins. I hate the Patriots. And I hate the Red Sox. I can't stand none of them. But that place, that good old place of the Boston Garden, let's say, yes, I root for them. They're pretty awesome, those Celtics. I have Celtics gear in my closet. It was kind of crazy what drew me to like them even more because my favorite color is green. So little things like that tend to draw you to them, and then eventually you pay attention to the team even more, and then you become a fan. So that's really kind of how, you know, break down that backstory. I would say about the Mavs, I was very impressed with what I saw. It's the product I saw yesterday. Very great product they presented to us. I didn't feel like I was being cheated. The Mavs, they was above expectations. I couldn't ask for no more than that. That's pretty good. They because, you know, going into this, because, you know, they, after the DeAndre Jordan trade, you know, went south, you know, people kind of fizzled out thinking, oh, the Mavs would do this, that, the other. And yes, on the first game, that was on the first game of the season yesterday for them, but they looked impressive. And I like, if that's what they're going to do, then this could be a pretty good ride. So I like the distribution of points and just how it felt like watching the Royal Palace College team. That was how I felt yesterday. And going forward, I can't wait to see how they're going to take it. As far as football, people know that my team is the Cowboys. The Cowboys, man, breaking my heart this season. They really are. I can't do it. Uh-oh, he said he's going in and out. Oh, you know, that might have been him. Try again. Been through. Another great point I definitely wanted to the Cowboys. Like, they just, this is just everything, just misfortune. We're dealing with so much misfortune this season. And it's not, it's just like losing players because of injury. You know, we're getting ready to lose another one possibly for conduct off the field. It's ridiculous, man. Like, we lost our star quarterback. We lost our star wide receiver. It's just ridiculous. So, this is why all the things are running on all eight cylinders at the same time, because we had this point where, okay, if it's a game where the defense does really, really good, the offense chokes. If the offense does really, really good, the defense chokes. Or if the defense does really good and the offense does really good, the special teams choke. We need to have all three facets of the game running on all cylinders. We do not need to be having that happen to us. Or it's going to be curtains, man, curtains. Like, any little bit of hope of getting to the playoffs will continue to diminish if we continue to put that kind of product on the field. It has got to get better. Stupid mental mistakes will not be tolerated. All right. Another point was a great go out. I want to make this point, and I watch a lot of photographers out here that really work hard at what they do. And some of the models out here, I mean, y'all don't appreciate them. Like, take the time out and show love to your photographers, man, because, you know, they can, especially they come through in the clutch for you and they get these stuff done for you quickly. Pat them on the back and congratulate them and thank them. I know you, it's like people say, hey, why should I congratulate you for doing their job? But sometimes, man, just people, it's always good to hear that you're doing a great job. Hold on, I think that's him there, 281. Let's see. Elrich, is that you?
Nah.
Oh, okay. Crap. I was like, oh, no.
This
King Gutter. I'm looking at me. Sorry about that.
Nah, you good. This King Gutter representing H-Town right now.
I say that's an H-Town person. What's up, H-Town, baby? Not too far. That's 4x4 hours down the road for me.
Already. Nah, but I want to give a shout out to Eric Mabry myself. You know what I'm saying? That's my brother all the way down there in North Carolina. You know, Midnight Midnight Sun Design. You know what I'm saying? Golly. Nah, I've been talking to him for a while, you know, and I've seen a couple of his work. Actually, been there for a few photo shoots as well, trying to help out, you know. So he came a long way.
That's what's up, man. It's good seeing people calling from different parts of the country, showing love to folks. That's some real love right there, man. Appreciate you for calling in, showing love. Of course, we had one of the models that you worked with on here. That was pretty cool. So, I appreciate it, man.
Sure. Matter of fact, I was trying to get up with y'all earlier, see if she do music videos.
I know. Hey, I repeat her Instagram for you, you know, so you can, as we said on here earlier, you can stalk people on there.
I'm ready. I'm over there. I make that trip. Where is that? North Carolina? She in North Carolina, right?
Yep.
Oh, I fly now and now.
Yeah, I've been telling. She, I don't think she really realized that when I told her people was going crazy over her, she wasn't listening. She was listening, but she didn't realize that. Oh my God, people really are feeling what I'm doing. So,
yeah.
Okay, her Instagram is MS_KC_thestylist.
Already.
Yeah, she can go on there because we got her email and stuff on there too. So. Catch up where she's pretty. She's not hard to contact. So yeah, you hit up on her, she should hit you back up.
That's what's up. All right. Well, let me get back to these kids, man.
Go ahead, man. We appreciate you, man. Shout out to the good fathers out there holding it down for us.
Yeah. Hey, stay strong.
You too. All right, Charles, we're getting ready to roll on out. We're going to remind you that everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a J. Oh, there's a U. There is a way. You have tunes at the episode of Life That Does Live with your boy, Sadie J. And we also give you the public service announcement that we usually do for every Wednesday. And that's if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. All right, see you guys next week.